From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. MU has released a detailed report of the university budget cuts totaling almost $60 million. The Columbia Missourian reports the 40-page document released yesterday lists the budget cuts by school and department. It also gives more information on how 343 positions will be eliminated from MU's general operating budget. The largest cuts will come out of operations and student affairs. Operations will get rid of 25 administrative positions, and student affairs will reduce 83 positions through layoffs and attrition for fiscal year 2018. Along with position reductions, the graduate tuition waiver is under review campus-wide, and many maintenance projects across campus are being deferred. The city of Springfield, Missouri, is moving closer to starting a local prescription drug monitoring program. The Springfield News Leader reports that a city council committee decided Tuesday to let the full council vote on a bill that would create the program. The ordinance would add the city to a group of more than two dozen jurisdictions in Missouri that have decided to take control without the help of the state. Missouri is currently the only place in the country without statewide prescription drug tracking. Clay Goddard is the assistant director of health at the Springfield Green County Health Department. Goddard says the program is meant to prevent people intending to abuse prescription medication from, quote, doctor shopping. He says the ordinance would help, quote, reduce opioid misuse, save lives, and reduce crime. UM System and MU Information Technology employees who were laid off due to budget cuts can't access their human resources information. The Columbia Missourian reports that these employees are locked out of the MyHR website, which houses information like paid leave balances, payroll, and compensation. Christian Basie of the MU News Bureau says human resources officials and Division of IT Supervisors made a joint decision to lock out the employees, quote, due to the sensitive nature of the information they had access to previously. Basie says employees can access their information or perform other tasks normally accomplished through MyHR by contacting human resources or their former supervisors to do it for them. Brennan Hobart is a graphic designer who was laid off from a job in IT. He says he has no former supervisor to contact because the entire marketing and communications department has been dissolved. A portion of the 38-foot-tall granite monument to the Confederacy in St. Louis has been removed, but a spokesman for the mayor's office says the bulk of the memorial may remain in place for weeks. Cranes arrived yesterday at the 103-year-old monument in Forest Park. Corinne Addo, a spokesman for Mayor Lida Crewson, says workers are mostly doing preliminary engineering work toward removal of the monument, but they did remove the very top of it. It isn't clear when the rest will come down. St. Louis is among several cities removing or considering taking down monuments and statues to the Confederacy. The St. Louis Monument has been the site of several recent protests. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.